You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Welcome along to another edition of Carousel Radio.
I'm Claire.
I'm Fran.
In this show, we will have music, poems and stories by artists with a learning disability.
We've also got a guest presenter, Eleanor Ree.
Hi, my name's Eleanor Ree. I am an artist and poet, and I do many mediums of art, including drawing, painting, poetry, hand embroidery, and filmmaking.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Carousel Radio.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Radio.
Radio. Radio. I got a question.
Who are you?
My name's Eleanor Ree. You may have heard of me before from Carousel.
What projects do you work on with Carousel?
I put my poems in the podcast, and I've done a bit for Carousel TV where I've recorded my poetry on the beach and they made a film out of it. I've done other films for Carousel, including the Orange film for the BBC. For these films, I've written the script and performed in them. And I have also done comedy sketches for Carousel TV as well.
What is the most disgusting thing you have ever tasted?
Snot.
What would you put in the perfect sandwich?
Cheese.
What's your favourite sound?
My favourite music at the time, on repeat.
What is your least favourite sound?
Fingers on a chalkboard, like chalk on a blackboard.
What is your favourite smell?
Honeysuckle.
What is in your pocket or bag right now?
Tissues!
Tell us about your last holiday.
That seems like ages ago, but I actually went to Bilbao, which is in Spain, with family, and we went to see the Guggenheim, I think it was, art museum, and that was really fun. And then we had a meal out with probably sangria or at least red wine, and we had a cheese fondue where you dip food in melted cheese, and it was really nice. And I got a really cool colouring pencil from the Guggenheim Museum, which is like when you move it around, it does different colours all in one pencil.
Who is your hero?
Me!
Who's your favourite musical artist and their best piece of music?
Well, it changes a lot, but at the moment, it's a band called New Dad, and their song, which is my favourite at the moment, is called Ladybird, and I've literally just listened to it on repeat probably about 10 minutes ago.
What is your favourite film or TV show and why?
You can never go wrong with Dad's Army.
What would you do on a perfect night out?
Well, I'd like to keep that confidential. No, only kidding. My best nights out have been going out with friends and, like, hanging out at a party or dancing the night away and having fun, basically.
What are your ambitions?
I have many ambitions, almost too many to remember, but my current ambitions are to write loads more poetry, write a book, like autofiction as they call it, a mixture of autobiography and a novel. I would love to write a children's book because it mixes illustration with writing, and get really good at artwork and sell some art. I would also love to start a neurodivergent meetup in Brighton, where people can meet up and socialise, people with neurodivergent personalities.
Based on your answers, your radio presenter name is...
DJ Honeysuckle Ladybird Bilbao.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. Okay.
Okay.
The question.
Hello, it's Eleanor Rhee again. So basically, I have written loads of poems, and they're sort of like diary entries / poems, and I write with a lot of freedom and expression, so I just write what comes out and I might change it later on. So I'm going to read a few poems with different moods that I've had that I can at least work out like a sort of detective when I'm reading these poems from my notebook, so hopefully I've got them right. So this one is about anxiety. I feel different, like a devil's gotten hold of me by the brain and said, if you don't sort your life out pronto, I'll make you bored forever as your comeuppance! Exclamation aloud. So this poem is about me when I was really happy, I assume, and my thoughts on life. And I shall call it Like Love Life. So, I like love, I live life, but I do love, feel love like a true lover, like it is meant to be, felt in a certain way. Or shall we make whatever we want it to be? Life should, contradictory word, be as we enjoy it and be lived as a kind person and enjoy and be kind at the same time. Surely that's possible, yeah? Must be. It's called good karma, right? The truth. Hee hee. So basically, this poem, I am trying to get across my thoughts on life, which is that we should be kind and enjoy it at the same time. And if we do that, good will come to us, which is called good karma. This poem is about me listening to music on my headphones, which I do a lot, and the feelings that I get from that on this occasion. I skimp on everything. As I pick up my headphones and me in me ears, I see that there must be something in me that still has feeling, despite the little courage I use in life at the moment, to leave life full and happy and get a thrill conjured up by courage, released a second, third, fourth, as many times as you choose or can release from your mind and body. This is a mysterious mood. Blinded by the light. Blinded by the light, by emotion, my world spins because of you and me, talking about me and you, head held high with confidence and gusto, a temperament that's unique to me, and she squeezes the tears out, licks them off her face, my love, you, me, mean everything to me. That's it. Yay.
Now we have a piece of music. It's a track from a new EP by the Carbonators, who are based in Croydon. The Carbonators featured on a Carousel radio show in December 2020. The EP is called Monstertronics. This song is called Friends.
Friends, 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 friends. Where are you, friends? Are you only friends? Friends, 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 friends. Where are you, friends? Your mother's friend. Friends, 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 friends. You're the only friend. You're the best friend. Friends, 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 friends. You're the only friend. You're my best friend. We are so under torture. We are so under torture. We all need a torture. Give me a call. Give me a call on Zoom. Friends, 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 friends. Are the best friends? Are the only friends? Friends, 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 friends. You're the only friend. You're the best friend. Friends, 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 friends. You're the only friend. You're my only friend. Friends, 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 friends. You're the only friend. You're my best friend. We all are in a great time. We are having a safe time. We are in a great time. Give me a call. Give me a call. Give me a call on Zoom. Friends, 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 friends. Well,
best friend. Friends, 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 friends. You're the only friend. You're my best friend. Friends, 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 friends. You're the only friend. You're my best friend. Friends, 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 friends. My only friend. You're the best friend. Friends, 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 friends. You're the only friend. You're the best friend. Friends, 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 friends. We're only friends. You're my best friend.
That was the Carbonators with a song called Friends, taken from their EP Monstertronics,
which is available on Bandcamp. Visit thecarbonators.bandcamp.com.
So, another topic I would like to talk about today is addiction and obsession. I'm talking about this subject because I find it really interesting. It's interesting to me because I have a bit of an obsession with listening to music. I listen to it while I'm walking, while I'm in the shower. I often like have the TV on silent and then have my music on because the TV is too boring. As soon as I get up, go to the loo, that's like the only time I don't listen to music. And I always like wondered why and like how I can change that, because it stops me a lot from doing useful things. I think I should do artwork, I should do writing, and I have some good ideas, but I was like, nah, scrap it, I'll just listen to music, it's more fun. In the small gaps where I'm not listening to music, or when songs get boring eventually, then I start to feel guilty and beat myself up about the stuff I don't do. Like, when I'm listening to music, I'm in a whole other world. I feel, like, amazing and beautiful, and everything around me is so alive and fun and interesting. But as soon as I switch it off, I'm like, oh, great, back to reality. This is not so fun. I think having a soundtrack to everything in your life is not that healthy, but at the same time, it is not the worst thing to be addicted to, let's say. I think artists can have obsessions, like if they have like a muse, like someone that they do art about, like their lover or some like interesting character they find in the street or they make up. That can be really good creative inspiration, so that's a good thing about obsession if they work with it. But also on the good side, I think with my music obsession or addiction, I think that I will try and wean myself off it, because I think that's the best way. I think that it's not the best way to stop any addiction if you just go, like, as they say, cold turkey, if you just like stop it straight away, because you'll end up like missing it loads and coming back to it. Some support workers have told me a good way to stop my addiction to music that I think I have is having gaps with silence and like enjoying silence more, and doing other things, so like reading or listening to an audiobook, and gradually get away from it and start doing more useful stuff. Yay!
This is Sam Kestel Ward, and you're listening to Carousel Radio.
In Your World, poems by Sam Kestel Ward.
The science that they teach you is that the lives of animals are just to reproduce their species as a lifelong ritual. All the killing and all the matings for a greater, higher cause, so their offspring live to do the same till it's time they pass the torch. The system we're born into writes our life goals step by step. We're taught to learn our lessons, get a job, then find someone to wed. It feels chilling when you discover you're set to reproduce, then die. And next in line are your children, there to live out the same life. And those who oversee our path through this process fight those who oppose, until the dominant side gradually weakens and is indisposed. We carry on and we rebuild everything that's ours with what is left, until we see it knocked right down as the others pass the test. We live through this alone until we find someone to whom we're drawn. Our relationship does change as we see our union rise, then fall. However far we come, it ends and we find we're back by ourselves. Things are back how they were before until we find someone else. All we have gained is threatened by the circle of conflict. Our leaders fight their counterparts by sending some of us to kill. The people fight for the honour they've been brought up to love. When their lives end, there'll be new blood when their children are all grown up. The people revive their land and grow their presence there once more. Every generation helps the recovery from the war. The conditions do improve through decades, but the situation is still tense. For one day, any time, those with ammunition could be told to recommence. Are we humans different to the dinosaurs who we replaced? We two live our lives and fight each other and eat, sleep and mate. Is the nuclear button the reinvention of the meteor that hit the Earth? After it's been pressed, will there be a new species to restart the circle?
The circle, 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 the circle.
That was Sam Castor-Ward with his poem Through the Circle, taken from his upcoming poetry EP Trapped in This Life. There will be a launch event for the EP, which will be live streamed from Music Room London in New Cross on Friday the 29th of April at 7pm. To check out the live stream, visit www.musicroomlondon.com. That's musicroomlondon.com and search for Sam Castor-Ward.
Hey everyone at Carousel, I'm just going to review a book now that I've read recently. The book is called Open Water and it's by Caleb Azuma Nelson, if I think I've read that name right. It's come out recently and I really like it. It's basically a love story between two friends and I think it's about them being friends and then sort of finding love, which I've heard from a lot of people is a common thing, that you start as friends. Some people start relationships when they start as friends and then they become lovers or partners. I think it's a really refreshing, unique and interesting and original style of writing. It really captured me, and even though the story might not be the most new story that you could get, because there are a lot of love stories around on films and books, I felt the style made it really original. I think it's almost playful with the style, and also I like it that it's not always trying to make a joke. It has some comedy in it, but it's quite raw and free with the emotion, and it has some bits that are quite vulnerable that I think most people or writers would be scared to show and recall. It felt quite real, so it might even be from the writer's own experience, and I liked the raw, beautiful and even serious style of it, but it did have a bit of comedy in, so it was refreshing and a really good amount of equal styles in there to make a really good read. So yeah, I recommend it. Just to remind you, the book is called Open Water and it's by Caleb Azuma Nelson. And this is his first novel, so he started with a bang. Woohoo!
You might have adventures,
but Fran has
Fran-ventures. Random things that happened to me this week. I went to Chapel Royal Church and I loved being back there. I praised the Lord and sang a few hymns.
Sweet sacrament divine.
I went to Arundel with Daniel Wakeford and we swam to Brighton whilst he sang Black of Lonely.
The black of lonely, I'm still loving you.
I went to Walkie's restaurant and I ate a cabbage shaped like a brain. It was disgusting. I had a dream that I was flying my blue wooden helicopter and saw a monster. The monster, who looked like Brad Pitt, mixed with a red gorilla, started throwing conkers at me. I thought that was very rude and flew off.
Fran-ventures.
Random things that happened to me this week.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Hello everyone, it's Eleanor Ree again. I'm just going to read a message to my mum as I think this is appropriate. So, to mum, I love you so much and I'm glad to have your love and appreciate you as a mum and a person. I see the wrong I've done, or maybe at least feel the guiltiness of making you feel bad. I love you and that's true, and thank you for watching that lovely film about the postman with me, as I am glad we seem to love the film as much as each other. Equally, we are equal. You are kind and lovely, and I'm creative and good at arty stuff, or at least creating ideas. Love you, Mum. Happy Mother's Day. See you soon.
I've just got a few questions for our guest presenter, Ellery. What inspired you to be an artist?
Well, to be honest, that's quite an easy question because I feel like I always wanted to be an artist from day one. Artist is something like at my core, like it's really a big part of my personality and me. So I'm always beating myself up about not doing enough artwork, and I'm also a lot of the time thinking about ideas a lot. And when I was younger, I used to try and get really social, interesting experiences because that is an inspiration for my art. I feel like the more experiences you have, even if you don't use those experiences as examples in your art, the more lively and alive you will be. So you'll make artwork that has more life to it and will be just generally more interesting and intriguing. I think I will always be an artist, to be honest.
Why do you write poems?
I write poems when I feel like it, really. I write poems to express my emotions and make the most of good and bad situations, to record them in a poetic way and also try and realise the meaning of things and put deeper, more like philosophical, spiritual, whatever meanings to things, so that when I read back they mean a lot to me. And I'm, as you might be able to tell, quite a sentimental person, so I can get a lot from writing them. And also equally, when I read them back, when I'm not in the same mood, I can find them really, really cringy. So that can be really awful to read, but other people like them. So yeah, when I first write a draft, I just try to express myself and get going and warm up. And then when I edit it, I try to make it sound good. Sometimes the first draft, the expressive draft, can be the better one.
That's the end of the show.
Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for listening to the show, and I hope you enjoyed my rambling and silly features. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. And if you want to find anything else about me, you can either speak to me in person if you bump into me in the street or at Carousel or at maybe a party or when you bump into me in Spain or... Oh, anyway, I'm rambling again. So basically, I've got a profile on a site called Outside In, and if you search Eleanor Button, the Eleanor is spelt E-L-E-A-N-O-R, and Button is spelt like the button that you wear on a shirt or something. And I've got loads of artwork on there, like prints and drawings and paintings, as well as some of my videos. See you soon, guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back with a new show in May. Thank you.
This podcast is brought to you by Carousel, helping people with learning disabilities to reach their potential in the arts.